The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Phase 1-2 trial is testing cutting-edge immunotherapy in MS patients. A Phase 1-2 clinical trial is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of a cutting-edge immunotherapy called extracorporeal photopheresis in people with multiple sclerosis. The study, dubbed FOMS, is enrolling up to 45 adults with relapsing remitting MS and secondary progressive MS at a single site, the Abu Dhabi Stem Cells Center, or ADSCC, in Dubai. Multiple sclerosis is a debilitating disease with a devastating impact on many patients' lives in the Middle East and around the world. Our world-leading research center has the chance to advance global biotechnology treatments to the next level. Yendri Ventura, MD, ADSCC's general manager and a specialist in immunology, said in a press release, "Getting here is the result of years of tireless work and commitment from our fantastic team at ADSCC, and we are thrilled to be commencing Phase 1-2 of the study," Ventura said. "We anticipate providing life-changing remedies for people in the United Arab Emirates, the Middle East, and beyond." MS is an autoimmune disease wherein the immune system wrongly recognizes myelin, the protective sheath around nerve fibers, as foreign and mounts immune responses against it. This leads to inflammation, myelin loss, and nerve cell death. Extracorporeal photopheresis, or ECP, is a cutting-edge, cell-based immunotherapy used for certain T-cell lymphomas, complications of bone marrow and stem cell transplants, organ transplant rejection, and other autoimmune conditions linked to abnormal immune T-cells, a type of white blood cell involved in the fight against infections and cancer. T-cells also drive the abnormal immune responses that characterize autoimmune diseases such as MS. ECP involves drawing blood from a patient and separating its white blood cells. These cells are then combined with a natural molecule called phosphorylin, exposed to ultraviolet light to activate it, and then infused back into the patient. When activated, phosphorylin becomes a highly reactive molecule that binds to DNA, cell membranes, and proteins that together lead to cell death and other toxic effects. While its underlying mechanisms remain largely unclear, research suggests ECP promotes anti-inflammatory responses and reduces abnormal immune reactions through several processes, such as activation of regulatory T-cells, or Tregs. Tregs are a subset of T-cells that dampen responses to other immune cells. This approach does not result in a global immunosuppression, as seen with several immunosuppressive therapies, meaning the body may still be able to effectively fight infections and cancer. Results from three ADSCC-based studies testing ECP were presented at the 2022 European Society of Blood and Marrow Transplantation Annual Meeting, held virtually March 19 through 23. The Phase 1-2 trial will test the therapy in 45 RRMS and SPMS patients who are able to walk, even if only with help. Participants will be randomly assigned to receive either 28 ECP sessions plus standard disease-modifying therapies, DMTs, 30 patients, or DMTs alone, 15 patients, for 24 weeks. ECP will be administered twice a week in the first 8 weeks, once a week from weeks 9 to 16, and once every 2 weeks from weeks 17 to 24. Allowed DMTs do not include B-cell depleting therapies, which work by promoting the death of B-cells, another type of immune cell involved in the abnormal responses against myelin in MS. The study's main goals are to assess the ECP's safety and effectiveness, while secondary goals include assessing MS patients' immune response profile. Effectiveness measurements include changes in disability progression, walking ability, occurrence of clinical relapses, finger dexterity, and general health, all assessed with validated measures. The research has the potential to revolutionize global care for patients fighting the debilitating illness, and is part of the directives of Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince and Deputy Supreme Commander of the UAE Armed Forces to tackle the most prevalent diseases, ADSCC stated in the release. The trial is expected to conclude in April 2024, and should it produce positive results, the researchers plan to launch a Phase 3 trial to confirm the findings in a larger group of patients. The UAE is introducing unique and innovative treatments to the region in this groundbreaking clinical trial, Ventura said. This news article was written by Marta Figueredo, Ph.D., on June 6, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. A Life in Letters, a column by Jamie Hughes, published on June 3, 2022. How I'm making the most of my limited energy as someone with MS. The last few years have been rough for a whole host of reasons, and I think it's safe to say that most of us in the United States feel utterly lost and burnt out. There's no shortage of things to be stressed about and afraid of. I feel like I've been spinning myself into a gigantic knot as of late with all my worrying, which isn't good for MS patients in the best of times. Thankfully, today I came across a tweet from my friend, Courtney B. Ellis, in which she said, "What if you took all that energy you were using to be afraid and instead used it to cultivate wisdom, kindness, and readiness to do the hard work of loving our neighbors well?" I sat with that for a while, and the more I thought about it, the better it seemed to me. Most MS patients are spoonies, meaning we have to constantly keep our tabs on our number of spoons, a metaphor for our energy level, and decide how to use that energy wisely, since it's not a bottomless resource. In addition to navigating the regular stuff that comes with being human, work, commuting, family, paying bills, and so forth, we have to wrestle with the changing nature of our disease, find workarounds when things go sideways, and make the best of what we're given in any season of life. It's a lot to ask of one person, take from an already tapped-out resource. There are still things I must handle. I mean, I can't give up all my responsibilities as a functioning adult in this country, much as I might like to. However, Courtney's quote got me thinking about how I spend my energy and time. After all, what does fear profit me? What do I gain from worrying? Really, the answer is nothing much. Yes, I need to stay engaged and know what's going on in the world. But rather than throw my proverbial spoons away at an issue that I really can't do much about, it's better for me and my loved ones to focus my powers on those good things she mentions, cultivating wisdom and kindness, and loving my neighbors well. The American novelist, poet, essayist, environmental activist, cultural critic, and farmer, Wendell Berry once said, "Rats and roaches live by competition under the law of supply and demand. It's the privilege of human beings to live under the laws of justice and mercy." These days, it's hard not to feel burdened by the uncaring laws he mentions. It's hard not to feel blown around by the winds of fear and scarcity. But he's right. As people with souls, hearts, and minds, we are blessed to experience justice and mercy. We are also blessed to be able to extend those two things to others. The trouble is that we neither give nor experience them enough. Why? We're too busy worrying, too busy keeping our eyes on the road in front of us and grinding through another day, to give ourselves permission to be at peace and to share peace with others. That's something well worth spending our energies on. Perhaps if we can approach life from that more relaxed and generative posture, things might begin to get better for all of us. To read more columns by Jamie Hughes and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.